I'll call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Has everybody gotten to take a look at last month's minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we will move right into resolutions. I'm going to take a couple out of order. We have the interim Vice President of Administrative Services, John Dunn, with us tonight from Ulster County Community College to explain if there's any questions to two of the resolutions that are here tonight from the college. Did you want to make any statement or anything?
Sure. Okay. We're working in conjunction with Jamie and Dennis in planning, and we put together a capital program that went up to the state. The college sent it up in September. The county will be sending it up in December when it goes through the legislature. But it's a comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. It's about $31 million, including new and old money. And on the priorities at the top were campus-wide roof repair and replacement, which we're starting right now, door and window replacement. So we're trying to get the building envelopes all wrapped up. To the campus is very important because we losing energy through the windows and doors. We have safety problems because we can't lock the doors without chaining them at night, et cetera. So they've all been moved along, and the funding for the windows and doors has been established with the state already. Mm-hmm. So we are now establishing the project for the doors. The windows have already moved on because we want to put them out to bid and replace them in the spring and next summer. So you see, one is for the doors, and the second is the master plan. In the comprehensive plan that went up to the state, the master plan is combined with an energy audit. So it's going to be performed in conjunction with an energy audit, and the master plan is going to evaluate the building conditions as well as match the space to our programs.
Okay.
Like if you have a large program, you get more square footage. And they do that by interviewing the departments, looking at the enrollment, FTEs, so it's generated by class size and FTEs. It's an important thing. It hasn't been done since 2005 at the campus. Usually supposed to do them every 5 to 10 years. So we want to move the master plan. Again, the state has the funds already allocated for us and the doors. Just get them off of a project and get them established so we can go into the next step. The next step for them will be the doors will go to the dormitory authority. I think you approved a master agreement with them a couple of months ago.
We did.
To spec out how many, which building gets them first, which gets them second, etc. And they're going in conjunction with the windows. So the windows and doors are going to be put in the worst buildings first.
Okay.
Last year we renovated Hardenberg for the Pfeiffer Center. The windows in that building, all the seals are shut. The doors in that building, again, we can't lock them. So this will bring the building up from 1970 windows and doors to the current codes.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion. We move resolutions number 366 and 368.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried on to both of them.
One quick note, I came back to work for Al under the premise that I could specialize in a few top priority things and not just fill the seat as an intern. Capital was one.
Okay.
HR, rebuilding the HR department was two, and training the new vice president was three. So those are my three assignments while I'm there besides
all the things you do. Yes. Great.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, you're all talking about roads. Are we doing a bike path up 299 to the mountain someday in the future?
Yeah. We're looking at shoulders. Right now,
I own a shoulder. I might be talking. I might donate it to you.
Oh,
there you go.
Just to get the bike path done because it is really needed.
Not over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only about 300 feet, but it's one less person you got to negotiate.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
That we're going.
Resolution number 351, setting a public hearing on naming a county-owned asset to be held on Tuesday, October 9th, 2018 at 6 p.m. This is to name a bridge for former Sheriff Michael LaPaglia.
I'll move it.
And Shandagan. Any questions? All right. Moved by Legislator Litz.
And we're going to get somebody else in on it?
Yeah, I'll second.
Seconded by Manager Joe Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. I think this is a great idea. I knew Sheriff LaPaglia personally.
Yeah.
He was good friends with my dad, a very, very decent man. Cool guy.
Do you want to add your name to this resolution?
I would love to. Yeah.
So would I.
Yeah. I think it came through just...
Just with her name.
Just my name. So.
All right, so you want to add her and you.
Yep. And Manager?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I think you're going to see a lot of legislators tonight in the media want to add your name.
Yeah.
He was a decent guy.
Yeah, you could check with Kevin, see if he wants to.
Resolution number 359, amending capital project number 519, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, energy upgrades to complete in the CERTA Flex Tech Energy Study Department of Public Works. Don, you want to speak on this a little bit?
Tom doesn't want to.
This is about the additional 10,000.
Everybody knows Don Quisnell. He's Deputy Commissioner of DPW Finance, and I brought him along because I wanted to introduce you to him in his new role, and we have some financial-related resolutions, so thought he'd be best. So, yes, I would like.
Sure. So the FlexTech study is it's going to be a comprehensive study for the boilers over at the UFLEX facility. There's a few of them over there that are on the very last legs of their useful life, so we figured it'd be a good time to do an energy study on them to determine what best suits our needs over there and what type of energy savings we can accommodate through it. So.
I just have a question about the how much is NYSERDA covering, and how much? I mean, I can see how much we're going to be paying for the FlexTech study, but I know that for businesses it's 50-50.
It's a 50-50 split for the study.
It is. Okay. Thank you.
Is it also this building, Don?
There is one for this building as well, but it's a separate capital project. We didn't need to amend that one. We already had the funding established.
So I'd be happy to move resolution 359.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 370, amending capital project number 505, Wolven Bridge replacement for anticipating engineering costs, amending the 2018 to 2023 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
A second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed? Right. Motion carried.
Is it 80-20?
This part now is 100% county for this.
Engineering cost?
It's county share on the capital side, but it's coming out of operating, so it's really not any additional cost to the county.
Okay.
And the need for this wasn't the need to do the seeker. It's just you're doing the seeker as part of this at this stage.
This resolution in itself gives $10,000 in additional funding. Every year, this is a TIP project, every year we have to do an invoice to call and draw down funds. The TIP project was set up so every federal dollar was on the books. We need to draw down an employee's salary in order to keep the project alive, otherwise lose the funding. That's the $10,000.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why Mark called me to explain this, because if I have any questions, he would know how to answer them.
And that's the same answer for the following.
Yeah, I understand. DOT understands movements of money as the project is alive.
Yes.
Excellent.
Resolution number 372, amending capital project number 507, Horsens and pavement overlay for anticipating engineering costs, amending the 2018-2023 capital improvements program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. I'll move this.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Chairman Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
When are they going to do Horsens?
Well, it's all going to be predicated on the study that, you know, the design gives us what it's going to cost, and we'll have to amend the capital project.
I thought we amended the capital program already, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes.
To increase the design.
Yes.
But we'll be back again once we have the design.
So increase the demand?
I'd be very surprised if we weren't. Because the design's going to lead to the scope of work, and it's going to lead to what's going to cost.
Yeah. There's no funds allocated for construction right now.
Right.
In the last resolution number 374, amending capital project number 508, Fanatill Bridge replacement for anticipating engineering costs, amending the 2018-2023 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I just want to say, driving around the county, it's amazing to see the amount of work that's getting done, and getting done what seems to be well, and traffic seems to be able to...
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, and that's good. I hear it all the time. I mean, you still hear your little complaints and this and that, but overall, the talk about the county as far as infrastructure work this year, I find it to be very positive. Very, very positive. Of course, you got all your know-it-alls that up the drain and push it on your head. You know, I get that 10% just kind of tossed to the side because they're there all the time.
The other thing I'm noticing is it seems like in several cases, it's not just a replacement but an elevation.
Yeah, there are times where it's an overlay that goes down and raises the elevation.
Yeah, and that seems very wise.
We go back in. Through the driveways and the aprons. And
I've seen it in several instances where it was like, oh, we're going uphill. That's a good thing.
And things are looking up, Herb, for the family court. I see an email today.
Yes.
They're still pretty much
looking forward to our next tour.
$2 million under budget.
We're not done yet.
No, we're not done, but that's a pretty high number to be under.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the electrical work, the guy, he's done some work, but he hasn't submitted any invoice. Well, I won't say any, but.
Right.
So that's a pretty good chunk of change there.
Yep. Okay, any older new business that anybody wants to talk about?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
The only thing I want to mention is that we have this new executive order, which I think is very relevant to Public Works, and I want to understand.
Which executive order?
I think this is the second executive order of the year, the one on energy efficiency and all of the really climate-related actions that the county can take. You're familiar with what I'm talking about, no?
No, it still hasn't clicked in for me.
I probably have a copy of it if I look through my stuff, because I think it, you know, we've been paying a lot of attention in...
Is this from the state, or is this from the...
No, no.
Okay.
And I want to be able to process that with the other information and then continue the conversation about what we were calling a checklist, you know, and just, but I haven't had a chance to really focus on that with a whole bunch of other stuff going on, but at some point, with notice, let's have that conversation again.
Well, and I would defer to Amanda LaValle.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm working very closely with Amanda. This is a form of new business. Ulster County was invited by New York State to present at the NYSAC, the New York State Association of Counties, on the topic of what we're doing about climate change. And the call came into the legislature, was referred to me, also went to the executive branch, and I've been in communication with Amanda. And we're going to prepare a presentation together, and then I'm going to drive out to Rochester and deliver it. And it's a real honor that New York State DEC recommended, when NYSAC was looking for someone to present on what a county is doing I hate to use the word mitigate climate change, but to deal with climate change, that the state recommended that they reach out to Ulster County. I'm also in communication with Europa McGovern, with the Hudson Valley Regional Council, the Clean Energy Communities, because they're working with the towns to do benchmarking. So I want to, you know, give benchmarking and climate action planning. So we're all working together to put a very short PowerPoint together. I'm naturally going to focus on the Green Business Challenge, and that's, I think, partly why we got invited. But there's also all the solar that we're generating and this new executive order, which the next time I speak about it, I will be more fluent. I think we are doing a lot. We are a leader, and we're starting to get recognized for that. So that was pretty exciting.
Very nice.
Good. I have a motion on the floor.
Oh, second.
Motion made by seconded by Legislator Nolan to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed.
Thank you, everybody. It was short.
15 minutes. Very good.